So one of the new additions to this conference has been the evaluation of the best oral and the best poster presentations. The mechanism for doing this for the oral sessions has been adapted from other practice that I've had doing this in other conferences, where we've invited the session moderators to join each, to evaluate each presentation and add that to evaluations that were done by an evaluation committee that I'll introduce to you in a moment. The posters are done by a single committee that was assigned all of the a section of the abstracts which they reviewed, chose from those abstracts a set of posters to review personally, and from that they nominated one. The entire group of reviewers then visited each of those posters as a group, usually got to interact with the author, made a decision by consensus about the best poster as we walked through those both on Wednesday and on Thursday night. Because of the logistics of this particular meeting, and because I'm probably not very good at details, as Bobby Vanderpool will tell you, we don't have awards and we don't have your checks. They're in the mail. This is the best oral session jury, the session moderators, and then members of the ASTDA Executive Committee. These awards are being sponsored by ASTDA. I want to thank all of those folks that scrambled and disrupted their schedule at this meeting to sit in on sessions that I assigned to them, not necessarily ones they would have chosen. We dealt with conflicts of interest by abstaining from any direct presentation that people were associated with, or people were reassigned to different sessions to avoid those. The best oral presentation was Connecting the Dots, a glimpse into the sexual networks of syphilis cases in the San Francisco Bay Area. Are any of this research team present? If you are, would you please stand? I want to remind everyone that every single presentation in this meeting was already screened, so the level of excellence is already very high just by the fact that you're present here at the meeting in the first place. The reserve best oral presentation was Using Social Network Analysis to Plan a Focused Intervention for Meth-Using MSM in Indianapolis. Carrie Hecker and that team, any of those still present? You can tell by my use of the word reserve that I've approached this like judging a dog show. And I think it's actually worked very well as a model for how to do this. The best poster jury were people that I believe represented a breadth of expertise, as shown by the fact that many were presenting either oral or poster presentations. Again, the rule for stepping out or not speaking applied, and I've already described the mechanism by which we chose these posters. I have to say that if you haven't formed a small social network of people to walk around to view posters with, I'd really describe to suggest that as a strategy. We had the best poster sessions that I've ever been to because we got to talk to each other and talk to the author and then think about each poster in comparison to the next ones we looked at. I'd really suggest it as a strategy rather than the solitary one-by-one approach to posters that we often do. The best poster youth-led participatory evaluation of a community engagement project designed to lower rates of sexually transmitted infections among young women and transgender women of color. Cynthia Tucker was the first author. Are any of this research team present? Finally, the Best Post to Reserve STI and hepatitis screening opportunities at Native American powwow venues in the Midwest. Juanita Brand and her research team, any of those present? Juanita's here. Thank you all for such an amazing meeting. This was something that I think the quality of the science that we saw in these oral sessions, the poster sessions I thought were as good as any of the science that I saw or heard in the oral sessions. So this is a high quality meeting. Thank you all.